we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE. We'll get my mouth working here today. 91.5 FM. My name is Bob Arthurs, and we want to thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio broadcast. We want to, I don't think I mentioned the phone number yesterday for Creative AC Solutions, and so I want to give that to you. I have known more people who've had problems with ACs this last few months than I can think of at one given point in time. A little over a week ago, we arrived on Sunday morning to find one of our ACs had gone, was having a problem, wasn't cooling. And, Bill Andriak, with Creative AC Solutions, he got that, taken care of in time for everybody to, be able to have Sunday school and children's church in comfort. So they will do a great job for you. 759-3284 is their phone number. So also want to commend to you Jits Concrete, 536-5804. They have been doing block and concrete work here in Brevard County for literally decades. And so they do a fine job, and we recommend them highly. So I encourage you to trust that if you have any of those projects, trust it to the professionals, especially in this heat. They know what they're doing and know how to do it safely, and you don't want to overheat doing this. And besides that, concrete is so hard to work with that if you mess it up, it is, it's not like you just get to gloss over it and start over again. You got to pretty much jackhammer it up. I remember seeing a video of a bridge construction, and the concrete company sent out the wrong strength of concrete, and they literally had to go in and jackhammer out all of the pilings because it had been poured with the wrong intensity or the wrong fortification. And so you don't want that to happen. You want to trust that to the professionals. And their phone number is 536-5804. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio broadcast. And so I just want you to know God is doing some really, really good things at Merritt Assembly of God. We're really excited about what is going on. My daughter is away on a missions trip right now. That is number 7 that we have been able to send on a missions trip. And this summer, and we've got 2 more going and a couple of weeks to Fiji. They're going to be preaching a conference over there, and I'm about 2 weeks away from resuming my Monday night teaching in Fiji at the Bible school there via Skype. And so lots going on, but we have been seeing people get saved, people getting saved in our services, people getting saved in our Sunday school. And I'm just really excited. We've had to reconfigure our seating. Not that we filled up to capacity, but we had crossed that threshold of comfort level that Americans have in their churches. And so we have reconfigured, and all of this while we've got all of these people traveling on summer break and on missions trips, and we are just so excited about what God is doing. So on yesterday's broadcast, I had started on verse number 3. It says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you." I didn't get all the way through that verse, and the next line is very important. We were talking about the emphasis of keeping our mind on God, and it says, "Blessed," or "you will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah the Lord is everlasting strength. For he brings down those who dwell on high, the lofty city. He lays it low. He lays it low to the ground. He brings it down to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, the feet of the poor, and the steps of the needy. The way of the unjust is uprightness, or the way of the just is uprightness, almost upright. You weigh the path of the just, yes, in the way of your judgments. O Lord, we have waited for you. The desire of our soul is for your name and for the remembrance of you. With my soul I have desired you in the night. Yes, by my spirit within me I will seek you early. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. So we talked about you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. But the reason for that is what is the very next line? Because it is the manifestation of what this cause is, and that is because he trusts in you. If we trust in God, then we are going to keep our mind stayed upon him. We are going to fix our thoughts on him. We are going to focus on God, on God's ability, on God's plan, on God's provision. That's where we are going to be. And so I just want to encourage you today to develop that trust in God. Trust is something that you develop. You develop. My wife trusts me. My kids trust me. My church trusts me. We operate our finances in such a manner that I know this. One day I've got to give an account to God for the stewardship of God's finances there at the house of the Lord. And so because I trust that because God says there is that day of accountability that is coming for me, I am much more concerned about standing before him in a manner that he will say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," than I am about standing in front of people and them questioning me about. So what we do is, because I know that one day we are going to have to give an account before God, we operate ourselves in such a manner that we want to be above reproach and demonstrate such faithfulness that the people can look and they can see, you know what? There is an accountability. There is a faithfulness. Once a year, we have an annual business meeting. We invite or we encourage our members to attend, but even those who are just attending church are invited to come as well. And we have a financial report, and it is broken down into just a whole array of categories. There are detailed descriptions that are written out that helps people to understand exactly where all of those. We don't have any miscellaneous. We don't have any extraneous, you know, concealed accounts. We can demonstrate to the people where every penny of the money came in. I was watching Robert Morris here a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about the money that was paid to Judas that in order for him to betray Christ. And he said, what is really sad about that is that money that they used to pay for Jesus' betrayal and led to his crucifixion came out of the church treasury. It was a result of people's tithes and offerings, and they took that and they said, you know, we can't put it back in because we took it out and we used that, and now it is blood money. And so they had to use that for a benevolence program. And so I encourage you today to be faithful. Trust God. When we give people an opportunity to worship God, not just with singing and clapping and rejoicing. We have a pretty demonstrative, I guess would be a good word, praise and worship time, not over the top, but you know, we're not swinging from the chandeliers or anything like that. I know that for a fact because we don't have any chandeliers. We have that. We give people an opportunity to worship God with their finances. And when we honor God with our tithe and when we worship him with our offerings, we are declaring to God that we trust him, not just with what he has put into our hands now, but we are trusting him with our future as well. It's easy to keep your mind fixed upon God, stayed upon God, when you trust him. We encourage people to grow in their faith so that they trust God beyond their understanding. You've heard me say it before. I will say it again. If I can understand all there is to know about an infinite God with my finite mind, then my God is too small. It's not that my brain is too big. You can gather all the supercomputers in the world. They will never be able to comprehend and understand all that there is to know about God. I was reading headlines a week or so ago, and they have just recently discovered a new microplanet, if you will, that is orbiting in our solar system. Now, people have been studying the stars for thousands of years, and you know, NASA has never had better technology. There's never been so many people using telescopes and space telescopes to study, and they are still finding things, still discovering things about our solar system, which is just like the house next door as far as the cosmos is concerned. We don't even understand all that is going on in our neighborhood. As far as all of creation goes, we're still discovering things, still finding new species of animal life and plant life on the planet. People are seeing creatures that they've never seen before because they're able to go deeper and into further places. And because of all of that, there's still new discoveries. Isn't it arrogant to think that that same finite mind that hasn't grasped all there is to know just about our solar system has a perfect understanding of God? Listen, humanism is a philosophy that tries to get you to trust in man. God, it says about Jesus that he didn't entrust himself to any man because he knew what was in the heart of man. And so I trust God's judgment. I trust God's judgment. Now, he did have disciples, and he taught them, and he trained them, and he educated them in the things, but he developed a level of trust in them. He did signs and wonders, and the people began to trust him. It was only when it began to look like his plan was contrary to their desires that they began to walk away. When Jesus began to teach hard things, when he talked about his death and his suffering and what that was meant to be for the benefit of the people, it was a hard teaching, and thousands of them walked away because they didn't understand. Too many people limit their trust in a person, or trust in God even, to what they can understand. Now, you know, it's not that I'm stupid, but there are things that I don't concern myself with, but I still trust them. I trust that when I go to the water spigot, if I go to the faucet at the house, or I go to a water fountain, I trust that there is going to be water that comes out, and that there is safe water. Now, I don't know every test that goes into that. I don't understand all of the processes that take place, but I trust that it's going to work. In our neighborhood where I live, they've been recently doing some underground utility work, and lifts. It appears to be installing lift stations and things like that. And I take some walks with my daughters, and you know, they began to said, you know, I really don't understand what is going on there. And I began to describe what happens with all of the fluids and all of the other materials that go down our drains, and how that system works. And, you know, they have college degrees and everything. Never had they given it any thought as to where all of that material goes and how it gets there. And so, you know, they just trusted that when you pulled the handle, that the material just went wherever it was supposed to go. Somebody took the time to understand all of those systems, to engineer them, to install them, and get them to work properly. I don't understand how God can pay such attention to 7+ billion living people on the planet all at one time, but I trust that he does. I know that I can trust him because I have seen him be faithful. You see, he's always faithful. It is not when that he does everything the way that I want to. Again, I want to help you to put things into perspective, that if I have to tell God how to do his job, he is too small. I want God not operating according to my plan and my timetable and my vision. I want him operating with perfect wisdom. He has perspective. He has experience. He has wisdom and intellect and compassion that I do not have. I trust him. When we come and we ask Jesus to forgive us of our sins, we are saying, I trust you to take care of my past. The fact that we believe that we are going to heaven when we die, or when the trumpet of God shall sound, that means that we trust him with our future. The reality, the point of stress is, what are we going to do with our here and now? Do you trust him with your now? Do you trust him with your current situation? Do you trust him? I can tell you this. I have been able to trust him in lack, and I have been able to trust him with sufficiency, and I have been able to trust him when there's abundance. I really do trust him. I trust him when my body feels well. I trust him when my body doesn't feel well. I'll tell you, there was a time I was going in for surgery, and when I go on a hospital call before surgery, it doesn't matter who it is, whether it's another pastor friend of mine, or whether it's a person, a parishioner, or somebody that I'm called to go visit. I always ask them, are you ready to meet Jesus? If things were not to go right, and you say, well, that's kind of negative. No, I'm not concerned about the act itself. I'm concerned with the eternity beyond that act. And so I was in this, I was in the prep room, getting ready to have a surgical repair. I was all by myself. And so I had this time of prayer, and I said, now God, I know this, that, the doctors have experience. I know they got wisdom, and, you know, they're experts in their field. And I just want you to know that I trust you, that if this is my last, you know, few moments of consciousness here on earth, I trust you. I'm ready to spend eternity with you. And so I want to tell you that trust manifests itself in what we think on. Do not be anxious for anything. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. You can trust him. You can trust him in his protection. You can trust his plan. You can entrust your past, your present, your future to him. You can entrust your family to him. You can entrust your health to him. I encourage you to put your trust in God, and you will be amazed at what that will do to your thought life. When you realize that there is a omnipotent God that has your back, it will provide a great deal of confidence in you. It'll be easy to think about the goodness of God. Surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. Okay. Psalm 23. Let me just take you over there just a second, because we talk about that, but I want you to realize the precariousness of the situation. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That means that I shall not lack. I trust him that as my shepherd, he is going to provide for me. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Now, you know, we're new grandparents, and so we're all excited about that stage of our life. But I know this, kids don't like to take naps. They fight it. They fight it. As an adult, I don't know about you, but when it's time to go to bed, I'm not sad about it. I'm like, yes, thank you, Jesus. And so there will be times where he will cause you to come into this place of abundance and lusciousness, and he'll say, I want you to just rest here. It says, he leads me beside the still waters. He leads you to a place where you are going to have all your physical needs. He restores my soul. I can trust him with my mental health. I can trust him with my emotion. I can trust him with my mind, my will, and my emotions. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. That means I trust him with his guidance. I trust him that where he leads me, it is going to bring glory to his name. When I was in Chicago and there was a transition that came, I didn't know what the future held, but I knew this. I trusted God. And after 2 years and sending out over 200 resumes and selling shoes and, you know, seeing God miraculously provide that employment and, you know, but still no ministry doors opening up, I trusted him with the call that he had placed upon my life. You see, what was actually taking place there was that there was healing and maturing that was going on in my life and my wife's life. There had been some painful things that had gone on as far as ministry was concerned. And so there was some healing there. Listen, God will comfort you, and you can trust that he is going to utilize that comfort. Our missionaries to Fiji, one of the things that they say is God doesn't waste anything. So however he leads you, I wouldn't have known at that point in time that when we transitioned out of Chicago and we transitioned back to Oklahoma, I didn't realize that there was a breakthrough that was getting ready to come, that he was going to transition me. That transition to Oklahoma provided an employer for me that was able to be utilized to transfer me to Texas, so where I could serve as an assistant pastor. I didn't realize that 2.5 years later, I was going to be a manager with that shoe company, and that God was going to use that to position me in Melbourne, Florida. And I didn't realize that he was going to use that positioning in Melbourne, Florida, where I faithfully served first as a volunteer and then as a youth pastor. I didn't realize that that was going to be used by God to position me at Merit Assembly of God. And I can tell you so many stories that a lot of times we don't understand until we look in the rearview mirror. But here's what I have discovered after 5 decades of walking with Jesus, is you can trust him. Wherever he leads you, it is going to be for his namesake, but he will always lead you in righteousness. Trust him even when you're in a situation of temptation where you could compromise your behavior and your righteousness and you could give in to temptation, trust him that doing the right thing is going to pay off with the right consequences. You see, there have been times when I've done the right thing, paid a high price for it, but it was still the right thing to do. And later on, there was glory that came to his name as a result of that. Now listen to verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. We trust him because of his presence, and because of his presence, there is a rod. That means if I start to wander, he will tap me. If there is an enemy that comes against me, he will use that to beat him. If I get myself stuck in a situation, he will use that staff to pull me out. There's comfort in knowing not only his presence, but also in his ministry in my life. He says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. That means that he was protecting those sheep from parasites, things that would try and bring sickness and disease. You see, David had spent so much time in the sheep fields that he knew what a good pastor looked like. Pastor and shepherd are related terms. And he said, God is my pastor. And he says, my cup is running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The one thing that David learned in the sheep fields was that his sheep trusted him, and that David, as a sheep, could trust God. And so today, I just want to let you know that if you trust him, it will manifest in the way that you think. Now, I don't know what you think about. I don't know how you spend your time. I just encourage you to do this. Build your trust in God. And as you trust him, your problems will diminish. We used to sing a song, we still do from time to time. Turn your eyes upon Jesus and look full in his wonderful face. The things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. You can trust him. Fix your eyes on him today. You know, what you focus on will become clearer, and the things that you ignore will become more obscure. I want to thank God today that I can fix my eyes on him. He's a good God. He's a faithful God. You can trust him. Father, today I pray that we would all begin to trust you more. Thank you that we've been able to trust you in the past, but Lord, we've just scratched the surface. May we trust you more in the days to come. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.